Good afternoon. Welcome back. Hopefully, we can be spam-free now. What do you think?
It looks like. I'm desperate to see if this SMS thing works.
I mean, I'm definitely going to try it. Yeah, keep on doing it.
Got a text in. Is there any way to block a number from calling you?
Yes, and yes is the answer. We just asked Aether, and he said yes, the best way is probably to contact the telecommunication provider, be it Etisalat or Do, and I think Etisalat is 101, and there is a way. I think there's a limited number of numbers that you can block, actually, but there is a way, he said. But best to contact the telecommunication provider.
And another text in, if you say all, will it stop all messages also?
No.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know myself. I don't know if you guys do know, but try it, and if it does stop all messages, then, well, it's not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
I hope not. I don't know how. See, I wonder how that, yeah, we wonder how maybe we should need to find out that, actually.
About?
The all one.
Mm.
Did you try the all one?
Yeah, I did. And as I said, it worked for a while,
but
and then it came back again.
But it didn't obviously block all SMSs.
Well, I guess maybe they refresh their system every once in a while. Maybe the all isn't like all and permanently. It's just all for a month.
We should retire to the unwired labs and experiment.
For that time period, I got nothing. I mean, I literally was spam-free for a good...
But you got text messages.
I got text messages.
Like, if I sent you one, you'd get it.
Oh, yeah, of course. But,
so was it only from numbers in your contact list?
They seem to be numbers from... They seem to block promotional numbers. So maybe they have a list already of what is spam,
and they'll block those.
And, of course, if you want to, you can send B Etisalat to 7726, and that will block any promotional emails from your telco. So presumably you can also put B Do and do the same thing.
Don't know.
So you don't get all those telco offers and things.
Hmm. So be anything will block.
We don't know about that. Yeah. We only know about Etisalat. So anyway, yeah.
But really, the worst is email. I find that's more upsetting.
Honestly, take my word for it. Google Docs. I haven't seen more than one or two spam emails a week since we moved to it.
I don't understand.
I don't get that either. What do you mean?
What do you mean? Get it? Google Docs.
When you move to Google, so your email, you use Google as your email.
I am using Google as my email. I am using Google as my email, but these are people that actually, like, you know, local companies that have signed me up, and so I'm putting them on my spam lists and everything, and you know, they'll go away, but then somehow they'll make a comeback, and I don't know how that.
Well, I've seen the volumes just go completely through the floor because I used to have to have a spam filter on Outlook. Yeah. You used to have to buy a third party one. Now I think it's integrated.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't have the international ones. It's just really the local.
And the other thing that Google has done for people who have blogs is they've introduced a great comment spam blocker, which really has cut down the amount of comment spam that blogs get as well. It's just very annoying. People invade your life and stick their message and seem to think they have the right to do that. Yeah. That's as annoying with SMS spam as it is for email, as it is for comment spam. It's all different aspects, the same annoying behavior. And as I kept saying throughout that interview, I don't understand that professional marketers honestly think
it works.
That you know, flicking these messages at you with a spoon is something that you're not going to resent, particularly online, where we don't like this disruptive behavior.
Especially those pages that used to come up. You'd be in the middle of reading an article and that someone would come up and you'd say, click here if you don't want to read it. And by the time it close itself down and blah, 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 you've got at least 10 seconds worth of it. It's so annoying.
I mean, this is, how different is this to billboard marketing?
Oh, very different. Billboard marketing is, apart from when I see a big
It's taking
bus
away your right to free public space viewing of anything.
Yeah.
They're imposing their marketing messages on you, and they're imposing them in such a heavy-handed way. I can't not look at the road in front of me. I can't not, you know, look straight ahead.
I think that's a charmingly batty rant against public advertising, but I actually support it wholeheartedly.
Wow. Does this mean you two are actually agreeing on something?
Yes.
Looks like it, yeah.
But I must say, I'm always surprised driving down the Shakeside Road at the advertising and the hoardings in the middle, the central reservation, and then on the side. It just amazes me because, you know, however fast you're driving, you're supposed to be looking at billboards while you're driving at 120 and your head's flicking to the side. I mean, how does that work?
Public space.
No, forget the public space. What about the safe driving?
Safety,
this is what I'm concerned about. Is that you're looking up at a billboard to read how I can win? You know, I'm supposed to have my eyes on the road.
That's
I'm
right.
driving.
So whether it's digital or not, I think it's equally invasive.
Let's ban all advertising and go back to the world.
Yeah.
Go back to a world of simplicity, charm, and peace where people love each other.
I should be able to select it. You know, and I think that there was a recent article about how.
But if you got but how do you select it if it's not there for you to select?
Well, the visuals. I think now there are new technologies that are allowing you to do this augmented reality.
Yeah, a pair of Google glasses that you can pay to block out the advertising.
Yeah, or pay to get them and or say, people, you know, actually. I'm happy to see this.
I don't want to wear Google people. Glasses
like,
all the time.
I don't like John Smith. Can you block him?
Google Prada glasses, would those do for you?
No.
Google Prada.
No, it's Desley's got the Prada thing, isn't it?
Yeah, Desley's got the Prada.
If I blocked you, then we'd just be like, we'd hear you. What, you just, we wouldn't...
Yeah.
I wouldn't see you, no. But I'd hear you.
Well, then you use your Google earphones, you see. You'd be plugged into an alternative reality where you can just block everybody out.
Great. Yeah. I love it.
But I think really it'll tone down society. There's no bigger, better, greater, more luxurious. We'll just go back to like things being nice and simple.
There's actually a great J.G. Ballard short story where a man folds his wife into infinity, and by the end of the story it's quite clear he's gone insane and killed her.
Oh. What's that got to do with that?
Blocking people.
We'll just fold each other up.
Yes.
Don't quite get that. This is interesting. Sorry, last text message. I don't get it. It said, I did send ball to...
B-all, block all.
Oh, sorry. Right. I thought maybe you sent the wrong thing. 7726, about 20 days back, but it actually blocked bank transaction, SMS, MPARC replies, etc. And I had to wait long to get the correct unblock command.
Oh.
Which is you all. So if you want to unblock, you can put you all or you et
cetera. So it's best if you block one at a time. So I wasn't getting anything.
Really, yeah. I think... And these days, you know, the volume of SMS spam isn't that high compared to how it was back in the early days. So you can actually block certain senders. For instance, those event companies that annoy us all. Mm. I don't understand why they would think I want to go and see a DJ. I'm 47.
Well, for me, it's I don't know why they want me to see this. Like, you know, the next event on Alliance and then the next event on healthcare and the next event on... I can't possibly have that many interests, you know?
They just randomly send them, don't they? Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That's brought us to the end of another week of Unwired. We will be back next week, of course, though, at the same time, 12 o'clock on Wednesday. A big thank you, as always, to Rama Chakaki of Barakar Ventures and Zedna. Thank you very much, Rama. Have a great week. And also to Alexander McNabb of Spot on PL.
A pleasure. It has been fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you very much.